My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Documentary on News Talk.
Now on Documentary and Drama on News Talk, producer Alan Meaney explores how musicians from other countries have brought their own culture to Ireland and thrived here in Roving Out.
On a reggae me, she that luck to skill you clear. Ey Murray, ik bench me frau ha ungray. Kran olga adas, oda again. Karnjagen, Karnjagen. I am an Irish flute, not an English brute. Bring your spuds and fruit, not a white man in a suit. If they see you, they'll shoot. The world calls them acute. White, vegan, and arrogant. Fully armed and rude.
When a Palestinian rapper collaborates with the Irish folk artist Saive, it results in a captivating mix of Irish, English and Arabic musical traditions. Ireland has become so much more of a multicultural society in recent years. New musical forms have grown from this, adding to a thriving Irish music scene. Musicians from different countries have come to Ireland for different reasons and shared the music of their homelands. They've worked with Irish musicians and taken influences from Irish culture. We're going to hear from some of them. Wise Wolf, who you heard at the beginning, he's a rapper from Palestine living in Ireland. We'll also hear from Varro, the singers and fiddle players Lucy Azconaga and Consuelo Bresci from France and Italy, who have explored their own take on traditional Irish songs. Mohamed Sifkan, who came here to escape atrocity and war in Syria, and who has gone on to release an album on an Irish independent record label. And Cubana, a Cuban-Irish neo-soul Latin pop artist, whose parents moved here from Cuba and raised her in Dublin. So what is it like to move here from another country and to take part in the Irish music scene? The crowd are approaching the Dáil from Molesworth Street in Dublin, urging the government to pass the Occupied Territories Bill. Wise Wolf is there to perform on stage at the protest with fellow Irish rapper Blue Nile. They perform a song called Lacoon of Jay and Inshallah in Irish, English and Arabic.
However, myself and Nile, Blue Nile, will play a few tunes. We'll start in Arabic, then our song together, and then we'll play in English.
قالوا على الكويتي الدعم بوصل بعد حين الصهاينة المجرمين ارتكبوا مجزر الطحين مجموعة ملاعين بتحرق في شعب مسكين الله يلعنهم من الآن ليوم الدين صامدين كل stayed fast justice is outcast we still didn't recover from the last blast the pain is real it's true nothing new every minute is a flashback every moment is a deja vu
Inshallah Inshallah.
Talha Ali was born in Kuwait, and he and his family moved to the Al-Bakka refugee camp in 1991. He spent 9 years there, and when he was 14, he returned to his family's original home in Palestine, in Tulkarem city. He records under the name Wise Wolf.
Yeah, the name came from my friends when I started. Like, it's different things have developed the name in their opinion. So Wise, because I was studying psychology and psychotherapy and was reading books and philosophy and all that, so they always think that it was Wise. However, I turn into someone who's, as they described me, fearful and always in the front and alone in the front. So they were always saying I'm a lone wolf. I'm always bitter doing things alone, so I don't disagree.
When did you come to Ireland and why?
I came to Ireland in 2018. My girlfriend then, my wife now, is Irish. So we were working together. We met through working with Medicine Sans Frontiers, Doctors Without Borders. She's a doctor, I'm a psychotherapist. And we decided we will stop the long distance after three years. And we said the safest bet is to come to Ireland. So I came to Ireland in 2018 to get to know each other more. And now we're married. We have a daughter who's a beautiful daughter who's 2 years and 2 months. When I came to Ireland, I came as a student. So I've done another degree, which is my third master's in IICP in Dublin in pluralistic counseling and psychotherapy. I've learned a lot in Ireland. I've learned a lot about the Irish context, about Western mental health issues like homelessness, like drug use and all other things, alcoholism. And it was great to meet with Irish people as well. They're so lovely.
Oh, do you know her or do you not? This dolphin mistress that we have got. Oh, Agnes Savage, it is her name. And she hangs her coat on the highest pin. Rightly, rightful, oh, rightly, rightful, Ray. On Monday morning when she comes in, she hangs her coat on the highest pin. She turns around for to view her girls, saying, damn your daughters, lay up your ends. Rightly, rightful, oh, rightly, rightful, Ray. Lay up our ends, we will surely do.
I am Lucy. Hi.
Hi, I'm Consuelo. I'm from Italy, Lucy's from France.
And we are Varo.
Consuelo grew up near Florence in Italy and had a direct family connection to Irish music. For Lucy, it happened a little later in her native France.
My father's a composer and pianist and has been working with a lot of, since the 70s, with a lot of traditional musicians, bands like Plants, the Danon, the Dubliners. So I was always exposed to Irish music from when I was a baby. And my mom, on the other side, was very much into the singing of the folk revival of the 60s and 70s. So she taught me the first folk and traditional songs as she was a singer herself. And then when I was 20, I really felt the urge to learn the fiddle and started studying, just focusing on Irish traditional music. Yeah, I just played for a few years in Italy. There was a really nice, beautiful network of people playing traditional music. We used to travel a lot to do sessions, to go to festivals, and then eventually moved to Ireland, yeah, 8 years later.
I haven't been around traditional Irish music until I was, I don't know, my early 20s or something. I was playing in bands. It was, one of them was a French band, and we recruited a fiddle player. And that person was mad into Irish music, so he's the one who introduced me to it. And so I started to listen to it, and then I decided to make one trip here, and I completely fell in love with the whole thing, actually. The music itself, the way it's been played here, the sessions, the culture. And so 6 months later, I decided to move here to learn it.
Mohammed Sifkan is a Kurdish Syrian singer and bouzouki player. He had his own band in Syria, the Al Rabia Band.
In my country, the music is very, very, very good. Maybe in festival or wedding or anything, maybe you play Kurdish and Arabic and Turkish, every music, because they're too much like music. Before, I have one band name Al Rabia, Spring. Name Spring in Arabic, Al Rabia. I play in all festival, I think all Syria. I play in Latakia and Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor and Al-Hasaka and Hama and Hummus. I go to Damascus. I play all festival or wedding, no problem.
Mohammed also worked as a surgical nurse until war broke out in Syria in 2011. His family suffered a tragic loss when his son was killed by ISIS, and this threatened the lives of the rest of his family. They had no choice but to leave their home. Three of Mohammed's sons were resettled in Germany, while Mohammed, his young daughter and wife were taken in by Ireland.
I come to Ireland 16 December 2016. Yeah, I'm come. Everything okay here. Maybe after I come 9 days, I play in Mosni accommodation there with a big band from Ireland. But I like music for Ireland. And they like my music from 2016 to now. We all friends. Maybe everybody know now. He know this band with Lancome.
You call me when I'm happy. Just when my walls tearing down. Se puede olvidar. So why don't we skip calls and skip texts? I don't want to hear about the silent day.
Cubana is a little bit different. Well, there's her name for a start. It's spelled Q-B-A-N-A-A.
Well, both my parents are Cuban, so that's obviously where it comes from. It's Cuban, Cubana, but it's a funny story how I actually made the name up. I just was trying to make an Instagram handle and everyone took the C-U-B-A-N-A. So I was like, oh, how can I make it like interesting? And it was kind of like taking the piss out of like how Irish people would say or would pronounce a Cuban. Like they say, oh yeah, are you Cuban, you know? But in Cuba, you'd say una cubana. So it's just kind of like mixing those two cultures together.
Cubana grew up in Dublin, in the flats at North Frederick Street.
Really didn't have a lot growing up because my parents ran away from Cuba because of the political environment wasn't great. And the Legion of Mary, that kind of like helped us a lot, especially with gifts like my birthday and Christmas. They'd always be gifting me musical instruments and stuff like that. So that's how I kind of got into music and the choir as well, like singing in Spanish Mass every Saturday with my granny who would come over from Cuba to mind me while my mom was studying. So, yeah, that's kind of how I grew up.
All of these different musicians come from different backgrounds, but they all call Ireland home. They make very different music, from traditional to hip-hop to Latin pop and Kurdish folk. But they all have some things in common. They have all added to the Irish music scene while preserving their cultural roots.
Hey,
cobblestone pub in Smithfield in Dublin is a real centre for traditional music in the city. This is where Lucy and Consuelo gravitated towards after moving to Ireland.
Personally, I spent pretty much 4 years in the cobblestone. The Guinness is great, but especially the musicians. This place is filled with very, very skilled people who are just there playing in a corner for free for anybody to come watch and listen. And so this was my school when I arrived here. And these people, when they saw a young Frenchie who couldn't play the fiddle, really, and knew nothing about Irish music, they could have gone, oh, come on, go sit down and shush. But they were, no, come sit with us. You can play, it doesn't matter. We're going to tell us the tunes you know, we will play with you. Honestly, this is probably why I learned and why I'm still here. Yeah, generally speaking, I'd say it was extremely supportive, encouraging, and very warm altogether.
We met in the cobblestone in the pub. So we were both playing at a session, and a friend in common, Paulo Shocknessy, a fiddle player, introduced us and said, I think you should make friendship.
What? What?
You should become friends. He said, I think you would get along together.
Yeah, we were just sitting beside each other, and you know the way it is in a session, like there are many people, you say you introduce yourself and stuff. You don't necessarily like get into loads of conversations because of the tunes and stuff. But yeah, he did say that actually. You two should be friends. Okay. Well, yeah. That was a very good advice, or I don't know, maybe he was a visionary person.
Wise Wolf started to freestyle around 2004 without even realizing he was rapping.
Moving to college in 2005, I've got to meet with people who are from Palestinians, but who either grew up in the United States or in other countries where it's easier for them to access music because it was impossible for us to buy anything online, and we only get what people would bring as cassettes or CDs at the time and listen to. And I realized I've been doing rap, even though it wasn't advanced or anywhere near could be heard, around 2005. Yeah, it was very important for me because it was very expressive. It was a way where I can channel my anger, my rage, and my hopes through something that other people would relate to.
Most of your lyrics are in Arabic, so does this affect performances to Irish audiences?
Yeah, I thought it would, but it doesn't really, doesn't that much, because you said it performances. It's not only the lyrics, even though I put huge emphasis in my lyrics, it's the performance as well. It's the energy you bring to the stage, it's the energy you bring to the people who are coming there to see you. And a lot of times people would tell me, look, I couldn't understand a word, but I could understand all these emotions that you were expressing there. So that was something that made me stick to writing in Arabic, even though I only have two recent songs in English, but still I enjoy performing my Arabic songs to Irish people. So I thought maybe language is not that huge barrier that I thought it could be.
جايب مع كلمات أكثر من كذبات الحكومات أكثر من الأموات في المجاعات أكثر من لاجئين الشتات أكثر من عدد السكان في الشعوب الفقيرة أعمق من انغماسنا بالثقافة الحقيرة ثقافة بحر رميها مما أدى لحرمانها تساؤلات ما إلا جواب لأن في مكانها هذا البصير لما أثالتنا تذكر أذانها خايف بكرة المساجد تنحرم من أذانها في احتلال مستعمرات وفي انحطاط في الحال في أطفال بتموت بين الفقر والترحال في هدم بيوت بدون ردة فعل أو سؤال في أسرى بتموت فش حد بيسألها عن الحال ثقافة مقاومة صارت فنية مساومة كلمات بتعكس الحقيقة فمش ملائمة أنا ما بحدد المصير ليش أتعب حالي بالتفكير ليش أفكر في المقاومة وعندي منظمة التحرير عندها كم كلمة افهمها ركز فيها شوي وادرسها عمق كمان شوي افهمها حاول تشجع وطبقها عندها كم كلمة اسمعها ركز فيها شوي.
For Cubana, growing up in her house meant influences from Cuba, as well as Irish and contemporary sounds. Her dad had one of those 5-CD changer stereos.
He had one of them, and, you know, you could put 5 CDs in at a time. You can just rotate them. And in the flats, like, that was, like, the best thing in the house. And he'd always put on salsa music and fling me around and teach me how to dance, you know. I love Shanos. I love the storytelling of Irish music, and the melodic choices and the trills and the riffs. They're very magical. I don't think I consciously say I'm going to take inspiration from that, but being around it definitely influences when I write my music. I'm inspired by a lot of my friends, a lot of my Irish friends who are making music at the moment. There's De Cartre, there's Willina Malone, there's Projective, and I think they are the best band that are going to come out of Dublin. They're very, very, have you heard of them before? They're so, so good. It's like three women as like the main three-part harmonies. And then Diamond plays the trumpet as well as sings. And then there's like a drummer, bass, guitar. Like, it's just beautiful. Like, watching them is just insane. Yeah, but I listen to a lot of Erykah Badu, Amy Winehouse, Hiatus Coyote, Krungbin.
Since moving to Ireland, Mohammed Sifkan has played all around the country as well as abroad.
Yeah, I play in Cork, I play in Dublin, in May, Sligo and Galway, Waterford. I play here.
What do Irish audiences think of your music?
Everybody, not just for Irish and everywhere. He liked my music because my music took only for peace and for love and for dance. My music like this, not for anything.
A chance meeting at a gig at the Dock Art Centre in Carrick and Shannon saw Mohammed form a strong friendship with Willie Stewart, an independent record label owner.
Hello. Welcome to everyone.
The Bellow Bar in Dublin is a small venue where the stage at the back is pretty low. Mohammed is launching his solo album, I Am Kurdish, there, and it's a sold-out gig. The crowd are encouraging those at the front to sit down so everyone can see.
Thank you, everybody.
Mohammed, you're launching your album tonight in the Bellow Bar. How do you feel? Are you excited? Are you nervous?
Not nervous, excited today. Everything okay, thanks God. I need everybody happy for the album. And thank you for everybody help me, Willie and the friend Willie and everything. Thank you so much for everybody here in Ireland. Thank you.
A mix of Irish, Kurdish and other nationalities respond to his new tunes with dancing, singing and a celebratory atmosphere. The album was released on Willie Stewart's record label, Nia Records.
This album helped me, Nia, for recording. Nia and Lancome helped me. He gave me the chance for my CD. But I write the song, I Am Kurdish, because my son is dead in Syria. I should kill him. I write this for my son. Another song for love, for dance, for like this. No anything. I like the dance, I like the love, I like the bass.
You're listening to Roving Out on Documentary and Drama on News Talk.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
You're listening to Documentary and Drama on News Talk. This is Roving Out.
Excuse my accent. English isn't my first language. Neither violence. Not that I can go off and start my own colonies like the Englishmen did. But you know what I mean. So everyone, please. Only I mean.
To be born is free, but few wanna live. You're gonna be with your life. Some fall behind, some just about, other blossom and thrive. Life is free, but few wanna live. It's gonna cost you a life. Some fall behind, some just about, other blossom and thrive. If you live by the sword, you die by the sword. What if that was the only life you could afford? Looking it back and forth for all it's worth. Praise be to the Lord, first generation migrant. Always keeping it vibrant, the excitement never silenced. And never bowed my head to a tyrant. From Palestine to Ireland, from war zone to racial abuse. It's a lose-lose, whichever I choose, whichever I pick. It doesn't amuse. Turn off the news and listen to the street. Listen to the chaotic heartbeat where hate is so prominent and love is discreet.
Turn off that RTE. On your Bandcamp page, you say, from Palestine to Ireland, from a war zone to racial abuse. Can you talk to me a little bit about this? Have you felt welcomed in Ireland?
I felt welcome from the people, yeah, a lot. And that's a line from my very first song in English. Yeah, from Palestine to Ireland, from a war zone to racial abuse. It's a lose-lose, whichever you choose. Whichever I pick, it doesn't amuse. It's where I, you know, Palestine, it's since I was born, it's under Israeli occupation, which is, maybe war is not the right word because it's not two equal parties fighting. However, I left that and I thought coming to Ireland might be easier. But still, kind of on weekly or bi-weekly paces, I get people in the street shouting names and asking me to go home or showing me two fingers in the street and so on, sometimes in the Lewis. But for older people, when they shout abuse at me, I'll tell them, thank you, brother, or thank you, sister, just to tell them that we're equal. And whatever you shout at me will go back right at you to reflect your level of ignorance. I've been punched once when I was living in Glasnevin, just down the road from Cabra. And I saw a guard car parked there, and they told them these teenagers just punched me, and they said, do you have a proof of it? And I just didn't say yes or no. I just kept walking because I thought that was very sinister. But yeah, so that's how I deal with it. Still, I would say that line was written about the outliers in Ireland who are ignorant maybe or not educated enough or maybe angry at the government but channel their anger at migrants. Yeah, so it's not the 99% or the 90% of the Irish people. No, I'd say it's this 10% who's racist.
Both of Cubana's parents experienced racism after moving here from Cuba, and it is also something she has encountered herself from a young age.
When I think of racism, I feel like I'm not allowed to say that I have experienced it because I'm not black, you know, or I'm not dark skinned, especially, well, maybe in Cuba I get a bit more dark, but I'm definitely not dark skinned. But I definitely have experienced a lot of discrimination, definitely growing up, always being joked about for my accent. I grew up with a very like Spanish accent when I was speaking English, and you could see it in all my baby videos. A lot of exclusion from other kids because I looked different, because I had black curly hair and I had a thick accent and a different way of expressing myself because of my culture. I've been told to go back to my country when I was a kid a couple times, but I was like, but I was born here, you know? So I think discrimination, yes, definitely, to the point where I used to like put in contacts, blue contacts in my eyes, and I used to dye my hair bleach blonde from a very, very young age, just to, I started shaving my arms when I was 9 because I didn't want anybody to know that I was like Cuban, do you know?
I felt lonely, 16, I felt nothing at all. 20, I think I figured it out. 25, yeah, I'm starting to crawl, starting to crawl. Realize I know nothing at all. She hides like a nightshade, and it crumbles and calls. Mask off, I figure it out. Doesn't mean it means nothing at all, nothing at all.
Lucy and Consuelo's friendship continued from their first meetings in the cobblestone. They attended Ballyfermot College together before deciding to form the band Varro.
We were struggling for a name very much, and between the million things that we found a river that is called Varro, that is between Italy and France, and through the centuries kept changing nationality because the borders kept moving. And we thought that this would have been perfect for us because we were coming from a different country playing a music that wasn't our own tradition.
We probably brought some things from our own cultures because I don't play traditional Irish music like an Irish person. I think I will never manage to get exactly the right technique, the feel, because I was brought into it late. So I absorbed it. I absorbed this music and the vibe and the how do you call it? The it's not accent, but you know the accent. Everything about it very late. So I'm still absorbing it now. So I suppose when I play, I'm probably influenced by stuff that I heard in France before. But if I wouldn't say that when we play together, it sounds French, and I don't think it sounds Italian either. But what we have in common is that in both our countries, Baroque music and medieval music were very big at some stage and still, well, you know, in different circles. But I think this is the thing where we connect the most. This is what we bring a lot in this music.
Without being Baroque musicians, like we'd never study Baroque music ourselves, but the fact that we enjoy this music, I think we bring some of that element into our arrangements.
I wrote him letters all loving and kind. He wrote me another with sharpie lines, saying, keep your love letters and I will keep mine. And you'll write to your love and I'll write to mine.
Green grows the laurel and soft falls the dew. Sad was my heart when I parted from you. And in our next meeting I hope you'll prove true. Never change the green laurel for the red, white and blue.
Mohammed has played with many Irish musicians, including Martin Hayes and Cormac Begley.
First time I play with Cormac Begley and Libby. She's a play bouzouki, you know Cormac Begley. He play the
concertina.
Concertina, yeah. I play with him in National Concert Hall. this first time, but he loved my music and I love his music, the Irish music. I play with him one music. I try with him maybe a half hour after I play with him one music Irish. But good, not different my music. Same.
I asked Mohammed about the similarities between Irish and Kurdish music. His friend Dia was sitting beside him and he translated some of what Mohammed wanted to say.
Look, I think between Kurdish and Ireland have something. Yeah. Not only music. No. Yeah. Have something between Kurdish and Irish. Music and story and folklore. كانوا في شيء مشترك بين الموسيقى تبعتنا والموسيقى الإيرلندية بالعادات والتقاليد كمان في يعني شيء مشترك طبعا والموسيقى تقريبا نفسها ما في اختلاف.
He's trying to say like as a concept the traditional Irish and Kurdish music is it has similarity and there's a lot of calling for the land and the landscape music and the same spirit kind of collective performance. And he can see that whenever he played with the Irish traditional musicians.
Eliza, the new EP from Cubana, was recorded in Dublin and Cuba with the Irish producer Yuli.
The EP was a combination of songs that I either started years ago or just started when I was in Cuba. And it was the first time that I had been home in 7 years. I wanted to just do something special. I wanted to get away. I wanted to go see my family. Cuba's not in the best position at the moment, so I wanted to just go and spend some time with my grandparents. And Yuli came with me, Raf came with me, and we bought a guitar and a trumpet. Yeah, we had the intention of like using the guitar and then the trumpet for the EP and recording there and then donating it to the school at the end of the trip, you know, as a thank you. Because I feel like as Cubana, I need to give back to my culture, I need to give back to my country. I mean, initially I wanted to produce with other people in the UK, but like being a musician is so expensive. Like a production for one song is like a grand. So I remember having the call with my managers on my rooftop and then me and Yuli looked at each other and we were like, why don't we just do it all ourselves? We can do it ourselves, can't we? It'd be a bit harder, but like... that's the process of it all. So yeah, we just recorded the songs in Cuba. We recorded with the guitar, with the trumpet, the soundscapes. Some of the songs, you can hear it very, very clearly. There's one song in the EP, it's called Abuelo, 23 Abuelo. And it's just it was supposed to be a demo, but it's in my grandparents' back garden and you can hear all the sounds of all the insects. And I was playing the guitar, recording an idea. And then it was just one mic for my guitar and my voice. And then at the end, my granda, who has dementia, walks in and he just stares at me because he thinks that I am my mother. And I looked at him and I was like, are you okay? And you can hear all of this in the track. I was like, are you okay? And then he was like, was that you playing the guitar? Because he thought it was my mother. And I was like, no, it's me. I'm your granddaughter. And he was like, oh, mama. That's what he always said. Oh, mama. And it's so beautiful because my mother taught me how to play the guitar. So it was a nice kind of full circle moment.
Sorry if I'm not just quite open. Just the world is tough. I feel great.
que estaba tocando guitarra, ¿está bien?
¿Eres tú la que estaba tocando?
Sí.
¡Mamá! ¡Qué bien, qué bien! Con una guitarrita de juguete casi sacaba. Sacaba. ¿Cómo se la llevé al viejito? El viejito le hizo una prueba de posibilidades que tenía ella para aprenderla. Mira, yo te garantizo que antes del mes ya ella está tocando guitarra. Y la puso. ¿Qué te parece? Yo tenía un río con ella. Mucha.
Wise Wolf has had both good and bad experiences while finding his feet in the Irish music scene.
I'll speak again about outliers, and then I'll speak about the general Irish artists. The tokenism happens sometimes, where they just, even after the 7th of October started, they wanted to support Palestine and Gaza, and they would be like showing myself and the shows. And I have another friend who's here, he's a beatboxer, Abud Al-Adham. Sometimes they would write his name instead of mine on the ad, and I'll send them and say, guys, we're two different people. Sometimes they would put his picture on my show or my picture on his show, and we don't look at it like each other. I have a beard, they have long hair. He doesn't have a beard, doesn't have long hair, but still, I wear glasses, he doesn't. Yeah, so that's maybe 5% of the scene where they would have just want to say, we know a Palestinian. However, the 95% of the artists, I am overwhelmed with their support, the way they're introducing me to each other, the way they're giving me platform, the way they would consult me even. They would say, look, we're planning to do this. What does a right holder think about it? So away from getting a bit away from the outliers, the average Irish artist who I've met with is sound. While you're calling out the question, if you... artists just came to my head. I could picture Blue Nile, for example. He's a rapper. I have a song with him. He puts me on his song. His sound. He's even helping other rappers. Also, there are other great artists. May Kay, the former singer of Fight Like Abes. She's one of the people who supported me the most, introducing me to all artists, even though she does it without doing actual work with me. She'd like, I'll let you meet all the Irish people here, all the Irish artists I know. And she's kind of channeled her network just to give me platform. I like the group from north of Ireland, Kneecap. I just like to listen to them. I know I've met with the brothers of Muglibab, Anala and Kirby. Hopefully I'm not pronouncing their names wrong. But they're great. They're very supportive of myself and other Palestinians and other causes as well.
Varro have been part of the folk scene in Ireland that has received great global attention in the last few years. A lot of the musicians are friends of theirs. So for their second album, they decided to do something different.
At the beginning of lockdown, we thought we had to come up with something to not lose contact with people and to it was a big challenge. We thought of doing something completely opposite to what the moment was, which was connect to people through music. And it was difficult because we couldn't meet at the time. And so we had to meet in gardens, outdoor and all that stuff. But it really, I think it saved our lockdown days, yeah. This project.
We just got in touch with the singers that were coming to the sessions. And so there was John Francis Flynn, Ian Lynch, Ruth Clinton and Cormac Dermody, Anna Mike, the duo Lemoncello, who else, who am I forgetting? Branwen, Slow Moving Clouds. Actually, we got in touch with a few instrumental people. Yeah, Slow Moving Clouds are instruments, and Alana Thunberg is a harpist as well. But then, yeah, Inike, Nifbury, Junior Brother, yeah. All together, there is 11 acts. And it was really cool at the time, because the response was very enthusiastic. And Consuelo said we could meet in gardens, but at first we couldn't when we started to have the idea. So we actually send each other recordings. with some of the bands that we knew were too far away to ever meet until this thing was over. So it was a very nice process. And yeah, it's not embarrassing to say, it kind of helped a lot my mental health at the time. It was one thing to focus on and to connect with people, to still be creative, not alone in your bedroom.
I never yet had a dainty red robin and body could share.
So, a woman from Italy and a woman from France can come to Ireland, join in on traditional music sessions, and be accepted into that scene. Their collaboration album shows the openness and sense of camaraderie that exists in Irish music. As Mohammed Sifkan, Cubana and Wise Wolf have also expressed, this is a country that has so many different types of musicians who are open to working together. These talented musicians bring very different traditions to add to Irish culture, to develop new musical forms and scenes.
3 long years have gone by, sweet red robin, since I first gave shelter to thee. And at last, what a change, pretty robin, since you first saw my Sheila with me. I once had a beautiful Sheila, and now with another she is gone. Kind friends, they be called to my cabin, and now I'm a sigh all alone. So come into my cabin, red robin, partake of my plain humble fare. I never yet had a dainty red robin and body could share. Come freely up into my cabin, thrice welcome, sweet robin from me. Cold winter put on his white cap, and again I'll give shelter to
thee. Roving Out was produced by Alan Meaney. The researcher was Alice Turpin. The contributors were Lucy Azcanaga, Consuelo Nera Bresci, Mohammed Sifkan, Tala Al Ali, and Cubana. The programme was funded by Commission na Mban with the television licence fee. For more, see newstalk.com.
My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.